Well, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. It is great to be back with you, and what a resilient win it was for the Marlins in the third of four against the New York Mets last night. With the recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, their 200th all-time win here at Marlins Park tonight, and maybe their most exciting. In dramatic fashion, they beat the Mets 5-4. They have won two of three to begin this weekend four-game series. On Friday night, they were able to outlast Noah Syndergaard and win the Syndergaard start against the Mets. Tonight, they did the same with Jacob DeGrom on the mound. DeGrom for the Mets, Adam Conley on the mound for Miami tonight. And both starters got off to kind of shaky starts in this ball game. In the top of the first, Conley walked the leadoff hitter Jose Reyes. Reyes erased on an inscrutable Cabrera fielder's choice. Cabrera at first, one out. Yoenis Cespedes has a fly ball to right for the second out. But Cabrera moved it from second base on a Wilmer Flores single. So the Mets with two outs in the first had two men aboard for their second baseman, Neil Walker.
2-0. Conley looks back at that lead runner as Drubal Cabrera, and the ball is pulled over the bag at third. A fair ball down the line. That's going to score at least one. Cabrera comes on to score. Flores comes to third. They hold him up. He made a turn there, and there's a throw by Rojas to Dietrich, but getting back to the bag was Flores. 1-0 Mets.
But back came the Marlins in the second against Jacob DeGrom. Leading the inning off, Justin Bour.
There's a ball launched hard into the air, right center, and now racing over to straightaway right. It is up, up and away. He tucked it over the fence and off the railing in front of the seats in straightaway right. 1-1 tie, Bohr's first home run of the season.
So the Marlins flexed some muscle. Then Marcelo Ozuna did it just as well as Bohr did.
Here, and Ozuna crushes a ball to deep left. This is a no-doubter, folks. It is up, up, and away. Another long home run from Marcell Ozuna. 2-1 Marlins back-to-back homers, Bohr and Ozuna.
But after the back-to-back home runs, Bohr and Ozuna, DeGrom hit his stride, and he went on to retire 17 of the next 19 hitters he faced in this ballgame. At one point, he set down a total of 11 in a row. He retired 17 of the final 19 men he faced. The Marlins were kept off the board by DeGrom through seven innings. Meanwhile, Conley got on a good roll, and Adam was able to retire 15 straight, 16 of 17 into the seventh when the Marlins still had that 2-1 lead. But leading off the seventh inning, Neil Walker dropped down a bunt base hit, so the Mets had the tying man on, nobody out in the seventh for Curtis Granderson. Again a 2-2. Granderson hits one in the air. Right center field. Yelich racing back. Dives for it. Can't get it. Rolling along the warning track. Coming around third. Walker. He's going to score to tie the game. Digging for third. Granderson. He's got a triple. And it's 2-2 here in the seventh. That would be it for Conley. He was trying to become the first Marlins starting pitcher to record an out in the seventh inning this season. But he faced two men in the seventh. The bunt hit by Walker. The game-tying triple by Granderson. Dustin McGowan came out of the bullpen to face pinch hitter Michael Conforto. The 1-0 pitch is hit high in the air to deep right center. Yelich is back on the track, and he makes the catch just in front of the wall. Granderson tags, he'll score. Conforto comes off the bench, and he hurts the Marlins again with a sac fly. Mets take a 3-2 lead in the seventh. No, McGowan retired the next two men, sending this one to the bottom of the seventh. The Mets in front 3-2. That seventh inning was the best of the night for a man who had a very good night for the Mets, Jacob DeGrom. Into the seventh, he had struck out 10. He had retired 14 of 16, but in that seventh inning, with his pitch count beginning to mount, he struck out Marcell Ozuna for out number one. He struck out Derek Dietrich for out number two. Then he went after A.J. Ellis. 1-2, swing and a miss. DeGrom strikes out the side in the seventh. He has matched his career high with his 13th strikeout in the ball game. DeGrom struck out 13 Marlins September 15th, 2014, and he has struck out 13 here in Miami tonight. DeGrom was done after seven. Four hits, two runs, one walk, a career best equaling 13 strikeouts. Allowed those back-to-back homers in the second inning. That was it. He threw 97 pitches. 64 strikes. So the Marlins, Adam Conley, six innings plus, four hits, three runs, two walks, two Ks, 81 pitches, 50 strikes. McGowan got out of the seventh inning. Junichi Tozawa on the mound in the top of the eighth. He got Jose Reyes to pop to short for the first out, but then went after Drubal Cabrera. 2-2 to Cabrera. A high fly ball deep to right. Stanton is looking up at the wall. It's up onto the home run porch. A home run for Astrubal Cabrera to give the Mets an important insurance run. They take a 4-2 lead here in the eighth. And 4-2 would be the score into the last of the eighth. Fernando Salas out of the bullpen for the Mets. He was able to strike out Ichiro pinch hitting leading off that eighth inning. And then he induced D. Gordon to bounce to second base. D went 0-for-4 in this game, the end of his nine-game hitting streak, which began the second day of the season. So there were two outs with nobody on in the eighth inning. The Mets up by a couple. Salas walked Miguel Rojas. Miggy on base for the seventh time in two games. Rojas, last night, went 3-for-3, three singles and a walk. Tonight, he goes 1-for-2 with a single and two walks. So on base seven times, Nate played appearances in these two games. That two-out walk proved rather large when next to the plate stepped Christian Yelich. 3-1 to Yelich, a high fly ball, deep to right. Back goes Granderson at the wall. Goodbye! Up onto the home run porch. A game-tying two-run homer for Christian Yelich. 4-4 in the bottom of the eighth. For Yelich, his second of the season. The Marlins have gone back-to-back in the second inning. Bohr and Ozuna. Could they do it again in the eighth with Yelich and Stanton? 3-2 to Stanton. Swinging a drive to center. Back goes Conforto. He's under the track. At the wall. Goodbye! Back-to-back for the lead in the eighth. And Stanton, who normally doesn't show a lot of emotion, clapping his hands around second base. Big fist pump rounding third. Miami goes up 5-4. Back-to-back home runs twice in this ball game. In the eighth, Yelich with a man on to tie it. Stanton to give Miami the 5-4 lead. That second set of back-to-back homers, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So the Marlins took their 5-4 lead into the ninth. They turned the lead over to their closer, A.J. Ramos, just A.J.'s second save chance of the season. He caught Neil Walker looking for out number one. He got Curtis Granderson swinging for out number two. Mets down to their final chance, down 5-4. Top of the ninth, Michael Conforto facing A.J.
And Ramos to the plate. A swing and a bounding ball to the right side. Gordon has, throws to first, and that's the ball game. The Marlins have beaten the Mets 5-4. The Marlins winning tonight's game in dramatic fashion. Back-to-back homers in the second for their first two runs of the night, Bohr and Ozuna. And then after a two-out walk to Miguel Rojas, back-to-back home runs, Christian Yelich to tie the game at 4, and Giancarlo Stanton to win the game with the fifth run of the night on his third home run of the season. And the Marlins have beaten the Mets 5-4.
The Marlins improved to 4-2 on the season against the Mets. For Miami, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 3 men left. For the Mets, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They strand 3 as well. Junichi Tozawa, the winning pitcher in relief, 1-0. Fernando Salas, the loser, 0-1. For A.J. Ramos, his second save. Time of the ballgame was a brisk 2 hours 30 minutes, and a crowd of 25,137 goes home happy. The Marlins with the victory are 6-5. The Mets fall to 7-5, with the Nationals losing to the Phillies today. The Marlins and Nats now tied for second, half game behind the Mets in the National League East. Our Aquafina stat of the game, the Marlins had 4 home runs in this game. Bohr and Ozuna back-to-back solo shots in the second. Yelich and Stanton back-to-back in the eighth. Yelly with a man on. Stanton with the bases clear. Just the second time the Marlins have hit 4 home runs in a game at Marlins Park. They did it May 23rd, 2014 against Milwaukee. Giancarlo hitting 2 in that game. Garrett Jones hitting the other 2. And they do it tonight against the Mets. 4 home runs in a game at Marlins Park for just the second time ever in this, the Marlins' 409th game. In this ballpark, they pick up their 200th win at Marlins Park, beating the Mets in dramatic fashion by the final score of 5-4.
Marlins winners 5-4 over the Mets last night, and it has been a terrific series thus far. 16 innings on Thursday, bottom of the ninth, walk-off victory on Friday, come-from-behind victory for the Marlins last night. And we'll do it again one final time to close out the opening 2017 homestand for the Marlins this afternoon. Matt Harvey will oppose Dan Straley. The first pitch is scheduled for 1:10. We'll be on the air at 12:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO on the Marlins Radio Network.